Okay, so if you want to, you want to just close your eyes, and we're just going to imagine. I just want you to think about, it could be something recent, it could be something a long time ago where you've seen an act of love. Maybe it was towards you or someone that you know, or something, a story that you've heard about where it's just really touched your heart and you just thought, wow, love is so amazing. If you just want to just remember that story, just go over it in your mind. Think about the impact of love in that situation and how it impacted you. And now just think, if that same kind of story was repeated across this nation, across the world, your road, in your workplace, in your family, with your friends, what would it be like? What would change? Think about actual things. You can open your eyes now. It's amazing, isn't it, when we think about love, when we see it outworked, whether we're on the receiving end of it or we see amazing things that happen, you just think, wow, the world is an amazing place. There's amazing things of where human beings show love to each other. And, you know, as River Churches, we have these, which Ian mentioned them at the beginning, these three community aims or rules of life, whatever you might like to call them, that we all go for. And they are, does anyone know what they are? Look on the face of Christ. Love everyone you meet and live like heaven is near. And today we're going to think about love everyone you meet. And, you know, I think it was Nelson Mandela who said, be the change you want to see in the world. So, you know, when we're thinking about love and how it can transform things, it comes back down to us being people who are going to walk in love. Do you agree? Yes. But, you know, if you're like me, a mere human being, you know, sometimes if you think about the idea of loving everyone you meet, does that seem a bit overwhelming? Yeah? You know, because we're all just human beings, aren't we? You know, we can think, oh, I just can't be bothered. You know, maybe feel like that. I know it sounds harsh, but it might be true. Maybe feel like we're just not very good at loving people. Maybe feel like we haven't got enough time, we're under so much pressure. The idea of having to give out, it just seems too much. Anyone recognize? Yep. And, you know, if you're feeling like that, it's not just you. You know, I feel like that way with myself. And sometimes, you know, I realize that I have kind of believed this idea that, you know, well-known people that are good at loving, that somehow they've got to this place where they're just this perfect loving people. Okay. And so in my mind, I'm trying to become, maybe not necessarily always consciously, but subconsciously, I'm striving to get into this place where I will be the perfect loving person. Does anyone else feel like that? No. You know, this, but we can feel like we're striving to be that, but yet we feel weak inside. And I just want to explore some of this stuff this morning, and I hope that you'll find it encouraging and that the Holy Spirit will speak to you fresh revelation, because that's what we're looking for. So, you know, first of all, 1 John 4 verse 16, awesome verse. God is love. The core of who God is love. We all know it. It's an awesome thing. That is who God is. When love is being manifest in the world, it's God working through another human being to show who he is. 1 John 4 verse 19 says, we love because he first loved us. When we're like exploring, which Ian also said, you know, when we're exploring this whole idea of loving everyone we meet, it's not just us working something up out of nothing. It comes from that flow of God loves us, so we are able to love. But the thing is, so maybe it's like, I'm kind of like, okay, I want to be a loving person, so I can only love if I'm receiving God's love. Does everyone agree? Yep. So what do? I get myself in that place where I'm connecting with God. Okay. That'll be different things for different ones of us. Am I holding the microphone in the right place? It's cutting out. Okay, great. So I get myself in that place of connection. You know, maybe for some of us, it's worship, reading the Bible, meditating on scripture, soaking, whatever it may be. Just imagine, you know, I'm getting myself in that place. I'm receiving God's love. It's transforming me. Okay. I come away from that special time with God and I'm faced with a situation, a really difficult person maybe, that I just find it really hard to love because they've hurt me. They're unreasonable. And when I'm in that situation, I feel weak. You know, I'm thinking, surely as a Christian, I'm meant to feel strong in this situation, but yet I feel weak. You know, I know that in order to love people, I need to be receiving the love of God. I've done that. I've gone that place. And yet I still feel weak. What's that all about? Does anyone resonate with this? Okay, great. You know, and maybe we think about people who are like really known for loving well. Mother Teresa, probably the most famous person across the world. You know, I'm sure that none of us knew her personally, but surely she must have been the perfect woman. Do you think? Heidi Baker, someone that some of us have met. Woo. Yeah, she's amazing at loving people. David Wilkinson, Jackie Pullinger. Surely they must be strong Christians. Okay. But, you know, even though we can kind of think those kind of things, I think that maybe they're not. I spent 3 months in Mozambique and Heidi Baker was at times a complete wreck because the things that she was dealing with were so awful. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, you saw the realness of it, that she was not strong. She was weak. But yet, God was using her in incredible ways. And then, you know, we've got to think about the Apostle Paul, okay? Planted loads of churches, wrote loads of the New Testament. What did he say? 2 Corinthians 12, when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, it's annoying. Why do we have to be weak? I want to be strong, you know? Surely that's what it's all about. But even Paul said when he was weak, then he was strong. You know, then, you know, you're thinking about God's big plan to show his love to the world. Okay. Sending Jesus. He sent a baby, you know, the weakest kind of human being that you could possibly send, a baby. You know, weakness can great strength. You know, think about Jesus on the cross, okay? He was a human being on that cross going through the most awful death, the worst kind of pain we can't possibly imagine. You know, many of us in this room will have experienced awful pain and just know how debilitating and awful that is. And maybe we can resonate with some of what Jesus went through. But, you know, the emotional pain that he went through, you know, he felt God had abandoned him. And in the midst of his brokenness and weakness that Jesus would have been in, yet he was able to love. You know, in the sense that he forgave his murderers, you know, when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And so, you know, when we think about things like that, we see that maybe the Christian life, the whole thing about loving everyone we meet, isn't about us getting to that place of strength where we feel strong enough to love everyone we meet. It's something about doing it even when we feel weak. Are in that broken place. And if that's the truth, then there's hope for us all. Woo! You know? And I just want us to think about how can we love in our weakness, because I reckon that you, like me, feel weak often. You know, I'm sure that not many of us feel strong all the time. How can we do that? How can we love everyone we meet when we often feel weak? And, you know, we're just going to explore that for a moment. But I just want to say, the key thing I want you to remember today from this message is this. You don't need to be strong to love, just dependent on the Holy Spirit. You don't need to be strong to love, just dependent on the Holy Spirit. And I want us to read a few passages. So you just want to go with me to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. And, you know, wherever you're at this morning, whatever your circumstances, just believe in the Holy Spirit will bring each of us a fresh revelation. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And this is Paul speaking. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. This is an encouraging passage, isn't it? You know, Paul, when he was going to preach, was in fear and trembling and weak. That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? You know, maybe we have images in our mind of him being this strong, knowing what he was doing, ready to save the world, but he was coming in a place of weakness. Right, let's look at 2 Corinthians. So in the next book, 12:7-10. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Another encouraging passage. So, some top tips that I humbly share with you. I'm sure you have many of your own. You know, I think so often in the Christian life, we can think that it's about God is transforming us, and maybe we're also trying to strive in our own strength to get to the place of strength, to get to a place of perfection. So we imagine this perfect person that kind of almost like stands alone. Now they are perfect. Okay. But that is not how it works, I don't think. I think God created us to continually need to be dependent upon him and in a relationship with him. And so therefore, By ourselves, we will always be weak because we're created to need him. And so if we're aiming to become into this place of strength, we're probably going to get disappointed. What we need to aim to do is to just walk with God and be in relationship with him, acknowledging our weaknesses, acknowledging what's really going on inside of us, and letting his spirit work within us, transforming us, helping us in situations. You know, God always invites us to walk in faith, to step into situations that are uncomfortable to us in seeing his kingdom come. I think partly he does that because he likes to adventure with us, but also because it keeps on making us dependent upon him, because he wants to have this close, intimate relationship with us. So I think we just need to acknowledge the fact and get used to living in weakness, but in relationship with God. So my first one is knowledge. We can't do it. We are weak and we need God. And maybe you've heard that many times, but I just feel that, you know, for myself, God has given me a deep revelation of this in this season. And maybe for each of us, maybe we know it in our heads, but there's a deeper revelation and understanding for us of that. Maybe we're carrying many burdens with us this morning because we just don't feel good enough. We don't feel good enough Christian. We don't feel able. We disqualify ourselves. But actually, it's okay to be weak. But that's not the end of the story. Okay, secondly, believe in the grace of God. God's grace is sufficient for us. We do the best with what we have. God's grace does so much more. Okay, we need to really believe it. You know, when I think about us taking on this project of the hub, like I can't even believe that we're doing it because we are weak. You know, the Journey is a small church. It's got 40 people. It's not like we've got loads of people with loads of money, loads of expertise. I mean, we've got amazing people. I don't want to discredit, if you see what I mean. But to do such a massive project, to work with the council, the police, I don't really know how it happened. But because, yeah, just said yes. You know, I knew it would be a nightmare when I said yes, and it has been. But it's also been amazing. You know, we're doing it in that place of weakness, but God is doing something. But it's messy, messy, messy. And you know, there's so many days where I woke up and felt like I just can't do it, it's just too hard. But God strengthens me, made perfect in my weakness. So believe in the grace of God. Thirdly, develop a friendship with the Holy Spirit where we can be honest. You know, let's not pretend that we're strong or whatever. Be honest where we're at. Listen to his voice and be obedient. You know, God will give us those whispers, those wisdom. He'll strengthen us from the inside. He'll ask us to do things. And then let's be obedient, not disqualifying ourselves because we think we're too weak. Let's listen and do what he asks us to do. So you don't need to be strong to love, just dependent on the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm actually coming towards the end of my talk because my talk was only short. You know, maybe this morning you're feeling weak, you're feeling inadequate, maybe you've disqualified yourself from all kinds of things. You know, maybe you're carrying burdens of trying to be the perfect Christian that you just can't deal with and you just feel rubbish. You know, I just really feel like the Holy Spirit just wants to minister into those things, wants to give fresh revelation. And I just want us just to take a moment. We're just going to be silent. Maybe you just want to close your eyes. And let's just ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us very specifically about this message which I've brought to you, and the Holy Spirit will make it personal to what you need to hear this morning. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is he saying to you specifically this morning? What do you need to hear? What's he asking you to do that's going to help you on this journey? Let's just ask him to speak to us in a really specific way. If you worry, if you feel you hear something, you worry, you're making it up, you're probably not. it's something positive. But let's just be quiet for a moment and just listen. When you've heard what the Holy Spirit is saying, you might just want to jot it down or write it in your phone.